The Peer and the Gangster, A Very British Cover-Up, by Daniel Smith. Narrated by Andrew Cullum. Prologue. Homosexuality is equally prevalent among what used to be called the higher and lower orders, and sometimes these are attracted to each other. This is known in homosexual circles as plain sewing. Bob Boothby, Recollections of a Rebel, 1978. Saturday, the 11th of July, 1964. The Mirror Building, Holborn Circus, London. It was the sort of front-page splash that editors dream of. "Peer and a Gangster, Yard Probe," screamed the headline in the Sunday Mirror, suggesting much, even as it revealed so little. By the following morning, breakfast tables up and down the country were aflutter with the news. There was a collective spluttering of tea, a choking upon cornflakes, the whiff of kippers surrendering to the stench of scandal. The libel legislation of the day ruled out the paper naming the subjects of its headline. But that was almost beside the point for the time being. Here was a story hinting at revelations that may yet surpass those of even the Profumo affair, which had fatally undermined Harold Macmillan's government the previous year. As the front page revealed, a prominent peer, a household name no less, and a leading thug in the London underworld were under Scotland Yard investigation. Their alleged crime, for it was still a criminal matter at the time, was their involvement in a homosexual relationship. Moreover, there was the suggestion that the story had broader dimensions. There were allusions to private weekend activities of the peer and a number of prominent public men during visits to Brighton, and relationships between the East End gangsters and a number of clergymen. The story broke just a fortnight before the release of the latest Carry On film, and promised to match every bit of the high campery and innuendo of those movies. If, as Philip Larkin held that it did, sexual intercourse had begun sometime between the Lady Chatterley obscenity trial of 1960 and the Beatles' first LP in 1963, it was still all rather vanilla. The Beatles professed only to want to hold your hand, and even the Profumo narrative, that of the older man having his head turned by a beautiful younger woman, was distinctly orthodox. But now the Sunday Mirror was hinting at something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?